Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your greatness facilitator and your host, Dustin Gruss. Of course, here at Coming Unstuck, we like to get you past that feeling of being stuck and move you towards a life of greatness in your mindset, your health, and even your career. Now, when it comes to the things that make us feel stuck, one of the biggest that I know affects so many people is their own self-image, what they think of themselves, aka their confidence. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about confidence. There's an old saying, you know, fake it till you make it, and it's pretty meaningful. But there's a better saying or a better quote that I would like to go by from Mark Twain. A man cannot be comfortable without his own approval. Again, that's Mark Twain. A man or woman cannot be comfortable without his or her own approval. Our confidence affects so much of how we approach and how we interact with other people, the things we do or don't do, the way we present ourselves in different situations, or sometimes how we just don't do anything at all, how we just stay home. So we're going to go over some ways to project confidence even if you don't feel it. Because let's be honest, again, it's both personally and professionally. If you're not projecting confidence, it's going to have a drastic negative effect on your life. So I want to make sure we're helping you come unstuck, move forward towards a life of greatness by projecting confidence. First one, be optimistic. Do you see the glass as half empty or half full? Now, if you see it as half empty, you're likely not an optimist and could experience feelings of low self-worth and doubt yourself quite often. Sometimes this is also known as the imposter syndrome, where we think, what right do I have to fit in here? What would make people want to hear or learn from me? And this is something I've experienced myself, becoming a personal trainer, becoming a life coach, aka greatness facilitator. You know, why would people see me as a greater authority in these areas? And truthfully, what has carried me through in both of those fields and carried me through a lot in life is showing people that I simply care. I am not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I care and want to be with you on that journey, because often I experience that the same trials and tribulations on that journey as anybody else. But because I'm willing to walk with you through it, I am gaining that confidence for myself and know that with friends, the support of friends and family and belief in myself, I believe I can do the things that I set out to do. So that helps make me more optimistic. So if you see the glass as half full, that would place you in the optimist category and shows that you look for opportunity rather than failure. Also, if you're an optimist, even if you fail, you're going to look at that as an opportunity to learn, to grow, and continue on. You see the failure as not the end. You see it as a stepping stone or a redirection. So try to be optimistic. Next, don't take yourself too seriously. Now, that's not to say that you should constantly demean yourself, put yourself down, let others put you down, be the butt of all jokes. But when you allow yourself to loosen up and enjoy life, you're going to be more relaxed in demeanor, and most people find that very refreshing. Most of us have to deal with stress and intense situations every day. So to be around someone who can relax is a real pleasure and can garner a lot of admiration. I know there's days where I get worked up, I get a little more stressed, and if someone else can be a little more relaxed and fun and make jokes, even at their own expense, that's awesome. I know with my foster kids, if they are upset and crying and just frustrated and we're trying to calm them down, sometimes having a little fun at my own expense, you know, aka acting like I hit myself, you know, bump my head on something and just being goofy, it gets them to stop crying and to laugh. So that's one way to look at it. Just don't take yourself too seriously. Joke and have fun. And you know, there's the saying, one day you're gonna look back on this and laugh. So don't take everything so seriously as the end of the world. Next tip for... Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. For projecting confidence, pay attention to others. When you make eye contact and listen intently to those you're in a conversation with, is a must when attempting to project confidence. If you constantly look around the room or at the ceiling or even down at your feet, you seem less trustworthy and like someone who demands less admiration. So this is definitely one, pay attention to others too. The other part of this is you want to, one of the ways that you project confidence is if you make other people feel better about themselves. Compliment someone on their new shirt, their new hairdo, their shoes, their whatever they might be wearing, or how they did on a project. And you know, tell them, you know, you might say, I've always been wanting to do that. Like, can you show me how to do that? You know, that looks so good. And you're gonna, by projecting that confidence on someone else, and they offer to help you or do whatever that may be, that's showing you as well that they believe in you and want to help you. And that's gonna obviously increase your confidence as well. But lifting others up is always a great way, not only to project confidence, but also make yourself feel better when you're not having the best day. So pay attention to others, lift others up. Next, you've probably heard before, dressed for success, or dressed for success. It's another way of saying dressed the part. Whatever you want to succeed at in life requires a certain look. If you want to move ahead in a company, probably not going to get there by wearing jeans with rips and holes in them and a baggy t-shirt. Some companies, yes, you might be able to get away with that and that would work, but you're going to have to dress a little bit nicer to play the part. And the reverse side of things, you're probably not going to be the most comfortable in the gym if you're wearing your work clothes instead of your athletic fitness clothes. So dress for the gym as well. So whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, dress for that. And when you do this, when you show others with your looks that you're ready to step into the position, step into whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's going to project that confidence that you are serious about what you're wanting to do. Next, we're going to watch your mouth. Watch your language. When you speak, speak clearly and watch your own language. Be sure you're not using buzzwords, sometimes cuss words are obviously a turnoff in certain situations, or contradictory language, or interject phrases such as, you know, so, or other ad words that really don't need to be in these sentences. If you're someone that adds like, you know, so, those kind of things, a great place to improve upon getting those removed from your vocabulary is Toastmasters. It's an international organization. Helps with your public speaking, but also helps with your speaking in general. And they have someone, a grammarian, that will count when the different individuals are speaking, how many likes, buts, so's, whatever it may be, they'll count those and help point that out to you. And when you're more aware of it, you're going to work on it and be less likely to use that more in your vocabulary because you're paying attention to it. Next one is probably a tough one for some people because not everyone's great at accepting compliments. And so the next step is accepting compliments and giving compliments. And while it may be hard, I don't know why it's hard for some people, but accept compliments about your accomplishments gracefully and give compliments to others when warranted. So we kind of covered that part about giving others compliments. But accepting compliments shows that you realize the value in what you've done, and giving compliments show that you consider yourself a good judge of character, taste, fashion, whatever it may be. You're showing that you're paying attention to something when you pay a compliment to someone else. So those are several ways of projecting confidence even when you're not feeling it. Again, I've felt imposter syndrome before. I haven't felt the most confident. There's times where I go into certain situations where I'm not confident. And one of the other tools I like to use when it comes to projecting confidence when I'm going into a situation is playing music. I love music, lyrics, the rhythm, the beat, whatever it may be. There's certain songs for me in certain situations that just really pump me up and get me either energized, or if I need to calm down because I'm nervous or too amped up on something, I have songs that work with that as well. So music is another tool that will help either pump you up or calm you down to where you need to be in that level of confidence depending on your situation. Are there any other ways that could project confidence, any other tools or ideas that you could think of, I would absolutely love to hear from you on this subject, on projecting confidence. Or if having an issue with confidence is a continual issue with you and something you want to work on and would perhaps like to be on an episode where we can go over some coaching strategies, I would love to talk to you. So please feel free to reach out, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com, and we could see about me helping you either for a podcast episode or individually and privately. But I just appreciate you all listening. And again, to circle back to confidence, projecting a certain amount of confidence, even when you don't feel it, shows that you're ready to meet challenges head on. Sometimes we don't yet have the knowledge or skills it takes to perform at the top of the game, but you can project determination and enthusiasm to meet that challenge and to show that you are committed. And that will in turn have people looking at you in ways of admiration, which will help boost your self-esteem and help you feel more confident. I'm confident, I'm thankful that you listened today. Again, please feel free to reach out if there's anything I can assist you with, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. And in the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.